Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk. I want to tell everybody tonight at 7, there's a News Nation Trump Town Hall. It's Trump Town Hall. President Trump on his first 100 days, moderated by Chris Cuomo from News Nation with Bill O'Reilly and Stephen A. Smith. I had to look that up, Charlie. Yes, the Stephen A. Smith is one of the moderators. Don't miss it tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the free Odyssey app.
I saw a tweet today. Stephen A. Smith is a recurring character on General Hospital. Did you know that?
No.
He's like a little tiny side character.
Hey, man, the more you can do, right?
He loves that show, apparently. It's a soap opera, and so he's like a recurring side character. And there's like this scene that was circulating on Twitter. It's just like, I didn't think I would see Stephen A. Smith shooting like a crooked nurse. Like, there's this nurse that was trying to give this like drug to whatever patient, a comatose patient. And then Stephen A. Smith comes in and he's like some mobster. He plays a mob character in General Hospital. And he pulls out like this gun with like a pistol with like a silencer on it. He just shoots the nurse. It's crazy, man.
You can say what you want about Stephen A, but man, you know he's having fun.
Yeah, he's an entertainer for sure, but it is so funny that he is like a mob character in like a soap opera. It's just like a recurring bat character. I think it's hilarious.
Well, LSU baseball is always some good soap opera for us. Last night they had a big victory, taking down Southeastern 15-2, and the game started out with a bang for the Bayou Bengals, came out in the first inning, back-to-back home runs, Derek Curiel and Jared Jones going yard. The game ended dramatically in the seventh inning, walk-off fashion, run ruled them with a grand slam by Ethan Frye. And after the game, Coach Jay Johnson spoke with the media. And right off the bat, though, our Koki Riley, who we talked to a lot from The Advocate and NOLA.com, asked Jay, what's up with the new hat he's wearing, figuring he's superstitious and why get a new one? But Coach Johnson explains what's up with the new hat he's sporting.
You know, literally my wife said it made me look like I was like 59 years old. And, you know, I'm getting a lot closer to 50, and it didn't sit well with me. So, yeah, just made a small adjustment. And we lost the last game against Alabama, you know, and not that that had anything to do with it, but man, for 34 games, we were playing so good. And like Ethan Frye said something to me, he's like, you cannot change your hat. And then, so I was kind of like, you know, when I got that quote / comment and then, you know, we had lost the game, I was like, okay, it's a good time to do it.
Yeah, good timing. After you lose a game, I didn't think the Tigers coach would be doing a switch while they were red hot because, I mean, it's just part of baseball. People are superstitious, man.
Yeah, poor Jay Johnson is what I was telling him. He's almost, not even like 11 years older. He's 48 right now. He hasn't even reached the 50 mark. And that's why I was saying it makes him look like he's 59. Oof.
A guy that didn't get talked about, I feel enough, from last night's game, William Schmidt, the pitcher, ended up going 3 2/3 innings, gave up 2 earned runs, walked 1, striking out 7, Charlie. He was mowing him down for sure. Coach Jay Johnson talked about what Schmidt's been doing for this ball club and how impressed he's been with him.
Well, I think he's going to be really good. And, you know, the sign is, you know, we made a small adjustment, you know, yesterday. We met with him probably for about 2.5 hours between Coach Yeske and I. and got some stuff dialed in. Again, I'm not going to overly elaborate on that. But what I notice with my best players is that when you put something like it in front of them and then they go do it, that tells you how good they are. And William is going to be awesome. And, you know, we had told him a story. I actually told him I was on the opposing side of Coach Yeske had a pitcher in 2018 named Kevin Abel, you know, who at this juncture, like William has had a more successful freshman season than this guy Kevin Abel, but he kind of just kept going like this. Like he had a tough outing against us at Arizona, which like allowed us to win the series. But then after that, you know, Nate really stuck with him. And I think he beat Oregon on a Tuesday. And then it manifested itself to like in the postseason, like he carved up LSU in the regionals, carved up Vanderbilt in the super regionals. And I think he won like four games in Omaha. And my point was like, let's take some perspective here. Like you're doing great. Like I've told you guys, like do a search. Have anybody done the search yet of Power Four freshman pitchers with an ERA under four with this many innings and as many strikeouts? It's a very small list, you know. So he's doing fine, but we want to keep advancing him. I promised him that we would make him the best pitcher that we possibly could be when he decided to come to this route. And we feel like we have a little more sample size and data to be able to help him.
Coach Yeske has been developing young William Schmidt, and yeah, the returns have been good so far. I know you start seeing an ERA of 4.11, and it's a little inflated there, but pretty impressive numbers from the freshman. 30 2/3 innings, has 14 earned runs, walked 18, and struck out 38.
Yeah, I have the tweet here. I'm pulling it up. The comparison between William Schmidt and then also Kate Anderson's numbers in their freshman campaigns.
Okay.
Very, very similar. Like the records are a little bit different. William Schmidt 7-0, Cade was 4-2, but 4.11 ERA for Schmidt, 4.35 for Cade, 14 appearances for Schmidt, 12 for Cade, 8 starts for Cade, 6 starts for Schmidt. And then the innings, hits, it's all really close. The one thing that Cade kind of has a little bit of an advantage on is 46 strikeouts to 38 for Schmidt. But it's still pretty tight. It's a good comparison.
Calling game last night, I mentioned Ethan Frye. He's been that guy for LSU. I feel come up big a lot for this team in some clutch moments. Coach Jay Johnson talked about a guy who hasn't been an everyday player for the Tigers.
I view him as a starter. Like that's where I'm at with this thing. Like I get asked about players who are, you know, in and out a little bit, and it's my job to put them in positions to be successful. But like, I think he's one of the best hitters on our team. I think he's third on the team in batting average. I mean, we have a lot of guys that are like close between second and sixth, you know, which is awesome. That's usually when you have a good team.
Ethan Frye is batting .343. He's got 31 RBI, 8 home runs on the year, big one last night. And, you know, for me, Charlie, I'm getting ready to do reports for the morning. And when he called game early on that 7, you know, the run rule victory made me, you know, elated and overjoyed.
Yeah, get it over with. Get that run rule victory and send everybody home early. It's definitely nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.